Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're going on a journey.
Oh.
Back in time.
Okay.
About 5,000 years.
Wow.
To the Indus Valley Civilization.
Yeah.
One of the world's earliest urban civilizations.
So early.
You know,
yeah.
When we think of ancient cities,
right.
Maybe Rome or Athens come to mind.
Uh-huh.
But the Indus folks were building sophisticated urban centers.
Really?
Long before those empires even existed.
That's what's so fascinating about the Indus Valley Civilization.
Hmm.
It really challenges our assumptions about the origins of urban life.
I see.
We're talking about a vast civilization
okay.
that stretched across parts of modern-day India, Pakistan, and Afghanistan.
Wow.
Not just scattered settlements,
right.
but a network of meticulously planned cities.
Okay, so let's talk about these cities.
Yeah.
What made them so special?
Wow.
What kind of planning went into their construction?
Imagine this.
Yes.
You're walking down a street in Mohenjo-Daro,
okay.
one of their major cities,
uh-huh.
and you notice something.
What's that?
The streets are laid out in a perfect grid system.
Really?
Almost like a modern city.
Wow.
And all the houses are made from standardized bricks.
Standardized bricks?
Yeah.
That sounds like a small detail.
Right.
But I'm sensing there's more to it than meets the eye.
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
Standardized bricks aren't just about aesthetics.
Mm.
They speak to a level of social organization
okay.
and centralized planning that's truly remarkable
yeah.
for that time period.
Wow.
It suggests a sophisticated understanding of engineering.
I see.
And a level of cooperation
uh-huh.
that allowed them to mass produce building materials.
So they weren't just throwing up buildings haphazardly.
No.
There was yeah. a real method to their madness.
Precisely.
Mm.
They even had separate residential and commercial districts.
Oh, wow.
Much like we do today,
mm-hmm.
this level of urban planning was unheard of in most other ancient civilizations.
Okay, so I'm picturing these well-organized cities.
Yeah.
With grid systems and standardized bricks.
Right. But let's talk about something that's always fascinated me.
Okay.
About the Indus Valley Civilization.
What's that?
Their plumbing.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost legendary how advanced it was for the time.
Yes, their drainage and sanitation systems were truly groundbreaking.
Okay.
We're talking about a civilization that had toilets.
Wow.
And covered drains connected to a sophisticated sewage system.
Really?
Thousands of years ago.
It's mind-boggling.
I know, right?
When you compare it to other civilizations that were still struggling with basic sanitation.
Yeah.
What were some of the key features of this system?
One.
And how did it work?
In most ancient cities,
okay.
waste was simply dumped into the streets or left to accumulate.
I see.
But the Indus people built elaborate systems of covered drains
wow.
that ran beneath their streets.
Under the streets.
Yeah. These drains were sloped
okay.
to allow for the flow of wastewater.
Uh-huh.
And they even had manholes.
Manholes.
For cleaning and maintenance.
That's right.
Manholes for cleaning. Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
They really thought this through.
They did.
Mm.
And, you know, what's even more impressive is that they had private toilets in many homes connected to this sewage system.
Private toilets?
Yes.
That's amazing.
These weren't just basic holes in the ground.
Okay.
Some toilets even featured flushing mechanisms.
Flushing mechanisms?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, right.
So they were concerned about public health and hygiene
mm-hmm.
long before it became a widespread practice.
It seems so.
Do we know if this sophisticated system had any impact on their overall health and well-being?
Well, while we can't say for certain,
sure.
it's very likely that their advanced sanitation practices contributed to a healthier environment and reduced the spread of diseases.
Mm.
It's a testament to their ingenuity.
I see.
And their understanding of the importance of public health.
It really makes you wonder
yeah.
what other secrets and innovations
right.
are still hidden beneath the surface
mm-hmm.
waiting to be discovered.
Yeah.
Speaking of discoveries,
okay.
let's move on to another remarkable aspect
yeah.
of the Indus Valley civilization.
What's that?
Their trade network.
Yes, their trade network was incredibly extensive
okay.
for its time.
Mm-hmm.
We found Indus seals and artifacts
okay.
in distant regions like Mesopotamia. Mm. These seals,
okay.
often made of steatite
uh-huh.
and featuring intricate carvings,
wow.
were used to mark goods.
I see.
And identify their origins.
So it's like finding a piece of ancient Rome
yeah.
in the middle of China.
It's a good way to put it.
What were they trading and how far did their network reach?
They traded a variety of goods,
okay.
including textiles,
huh?
pottery,
mm.
jewelry,
okay.
and agricultural products.
So lots of different things.
Yeah. Their trade routes extended across land and sea, connecting them to civilizations in Mesopotamia,
wow,
Egypt, and even parts of Central Asia.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
To think about the distances they covered,
right?
And the connections they forged across different cultures.
Yeah.
They were truly global traders.
They really were.
Exchanging goods and ideas across vast distances.
It's incredible.
Do they have any unique trade practices or innovations that helped them establish such a vast network?
One fascinating aspect of their trade was their standardized system of weights and measures.
Wow, really?
We found cubical weights made of chert, a type of rock that were used to measure goods.
So they weren't just bartering goods haphazardly.
Right.
They had a system for ensuring fair exchange.
Exactly.
Okay.
These standardized weights suggest a sophisticated understanding of commerce and a desire to maintain fairness and consistency in their trading practices. This system not only facilitated trade within the Indus civilization, but also likely helped them establish trust and credibility with their trading partners in other regions.
It's almost as if they were laying the foundation for a global economy, even back then.
It is quite remarkable.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Despite all these incredible discoveries,
right,
there's still a lot we don't know about the Indus Valley civilization.
It's true.
One of the biggest mysteries that continues to intrigue archaeologists is their script.
Yeah, their writing.
It remains undeciphered.
That's right.
Which means we have so much more to learn about their language, beliefs, and social structures.
Yes.
Imagine all the stories waiting to be told.
It's tantalizing, isn't it?
It is.
Once we crack the code.
It's like having an entire library.
Wow.
Filled with ancient wisdom. But we can't quite read the books yet. It must be incredibly frustrating for researchers.
Yeah, it really is.
But what we do know
paints
a picture of a society that was incredibly advanced for its time.
Oh, absolutely.
So what does all this mean for us today?
That's a good question.
Why should we care about a civilization that existed thousands of years ago?
That's a crucial question.
Hmm.
The Indus Valley civilization isn't just a fascinating relic of the past.
Okay.
It holds valuable lessons for us today. Their innovations in urban planning, sanitation, and trade didn't just vanish. They influenced later civilizations in the region and ultimately contributed to the development of urban life as we know it.
It's like looking into a mirror reflecting our own urban past.
Yeah.
What specific aspects of their civilization do you think hold the most relevance for us today?
Well, take their urban planning, for instance.
Okay.
The way they designed their cities for efficiency and livability is something we can learn from.
I see.
As we grapple with the challenges of modern urbanization and their emphasis on public health, evident in their sophisticated drainage systems, reminds us of the importance of investing in infrastructure that supports the well-being of our citizens.
So by studying the Indus Valley civilization, we're not just looking at the past.
No.
We're potentially gaining insights into how to shape the cities of the future.
Precisely. They face challenges that we still grapple with today.
Okay.
Managing resources, building sustainable infrastructure, and creating healthy living environments.
Right.
The Indus Valley civilization offers a unique perspective
on
these age-old problems and can inspire innovative solutions for the future.
It's incredible how the past can inform the present and potentially shape the future.
Right. Absolutely. It's fascinating to think about how they managed to create such a thriving civilization in such a challenging environment.
Okay, so we've talked about their cities.
Right.
Their incredible plumbing.
Yeah.
And their far-reaching trade network.
It's really quite remarkable.
But there's still so much we don't know.
That's true.
About the Indus Valley civilization. Their script remains a mystery.
Yeah.
And we're left wondering about their daily lives, their beliefs, their social structure. It's like we have this amazing jigsaw puzzle.
I like that analogy.
But some of the pieces are still missing.
It's true. And that's part of what makes them so captivating. We're left to piece together clues from their archaeological remains, their artifacts, their city layouts. One of the things that stands out to me is their apparent emphasis on egalitarianism.
egalitarianism.
Yeah.
That's a big word.
It's a word.
For such an ancient civilization.
Huh?
What makes you think they were egalitarian?
Well, unlike many other ancient civilizations, mm-hmm. we don't see grand palaces.
Right. Or ostentatious tombs
hmm.
that suggest a rigid social hierarchy.
I see.
The cities themselves seem to have been designed
uh-huh.
with a focus on equality
okay.
and accessibility for all citizens.
So they weren't building giant pyramids to glorify their rulers
right.
or showcasing opulent displays of wealth?
Exactly.
It sounds like a very different approach to social organization
yeah.
than we see in many other ancient cultures.
It really is.
Exactly.
And this egalitarian ethos is further reflected mm-hmm. in the uniformity of their housing structures.
Right.
While there are variations in size.
Right.
The overall layout and features of their homes
yeah.
suggest a level of social equality.
Mm.
That's quite remarkable for
yeah.
the time.
So it's not just about the absence of palaces or tombs.
Right.
It's about a conscious effort
hmm.
to create a more equitable society.
It seems that way.
Do we have any clues about their political system?
Well,
did they have kings or rulers?
Or was it a more decentralized form of governance?
That's one of the big questions that archaeologists are still debating.
Right.
We haven't found any conclusive evidence
right.
of kings or palaces.
Hmm.
This suggests that they may have had a more collective form of leadership.
Oh, that's
perhaps through councils or assemblies.
A collective form of leadership.
Yeah.
It sounds almost like a proto-democracy.
Right.
Which is pretty radical for a civilization that existed thousands of years ago.
It's certainly a possibility.
Mm.
And it would be consistent with their apparent emphasis on egalitarianism
right.
and social harmony.
Okay.
But we need more evidence to confirm this theory.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
Do we have any insights into their religious beliefs?
We have found some evidence of ritual practices.
Like what?
Including the use of fire altars
mm.
and ceremonial bathing tanks.
Wow. Okay.
Some scholars believe they may have worshipped a mother goddess figure.
A mother goddess.
Yeah.
Associated with fertility and abundance.
Uh-huh.
As well as other deities representing natural forces.
Right.
A mother goddess figure.
Yeah.
That's a recurring theme.
It is.
In many ancient religions.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me wonder about the role of women in Indus society.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
We don't have a complete picture.
Sure.
But the archaeological evidence suggests
okay.
that women may have played a significant role in Indus society.
Mm-hmm.
We found terracotta figurines
okay.
depicting women in a variety of roles.
Like what?
Including as priestesses,
mm.
dancers, and musicians.
So it wasn't a strictly patriarchal society.
It seems unlikely.
Hmm.
The evidence we have points to a more balanced and inclusive social structure
okay.
where women were valued and respected.
It's so fascinating.
I know, it really is.
To imagine what life must have been like in these cities.
Yeah.
Walking the streets,
mm.
interacting with people.
Right.
Engaging in their daily routines.
Mm.
Do we have any clues about their crafts, their arts, their cultural expressions?
We've uncovered a wealth of artifacts
yeah.
that provide glimpses into their artistry and craftsmanship.
Like what?
Their pottery, for example, mm. is renowned for its beauty and functionality.
Mm-hmm.
They created intricate designs
uh-huh.
and used a variety of techniques, right. including glazed pottery.
Wow.
Which was quite advanced for its time.
Glazed pottery.
Yeah.
That's a technique that requires a high level of skill
right.
and technical knowledge.
Nah.
It speaks to their sophistication as artisans.
Absolutely.
Mm.
And they were also skilled metal workers.
Really?
We found bronze tools,
okay.
weapons, and ornaments
oh, wow.
that demonstrate their mastery of metallurgy.
So they were not just builders and planners. They were also artists and craftspeople.
Yeah.
It's like they had this holistic approach to civilization.
Yeah.
Combining practicality with a sense of beauty and artistry.
I think you've hit the nail on the head. The Indus Valley civilization wasn't just about survival.
Right.
It was about creating a flourishing and aesthetically pleasing society.
Mm.
And their art reflects this deep appreciation for beauty and craftsmanship.
It's incredible.
It is.
How we can learn so much about a civilization.
Right.
Through their art and their everyday objects.
That's true.
It's like each artifact is a window into their world.
Yeah.
A story waiting to be told.
Absolutely.
Mm.
And one of the most intriguing aspects of Indus art
okay.
is the recurring motif of animals.
Oh, interesting.
We see depictions of elephants,
okay.
bulls, rhinoceroses, and tigers.
Animals seem to play a prominent role in many ancient cultures.
They do.
What do you think the significance of these animal motifs might be?
Well, some scholars believe
okay.
that these animals may have had religious significance,
okay.
perhaps representing deities or spiritual beings.
Mm.
Others suggest that they may have symbolized power, fertility, or the natural world.
It's fascinating how these ancient symbols can still spark our imagination and make us wonder about their deeper meaning.
Yeah.
It's like we're trying to decode a message from the past.
And that's part of the enduring allure of the Indus Valley civilization.
Mm.
It's a civilization that continues to challenge our assumptions
mm-hmm.
and inspire our curiosity.
Okay.
We're still piecing together the puzzle.
All right.
But with each new discovery, yeah. we gain a deeper appreciation for their ingenuity,
right.
their creativity,
wow.
and their unique approach to building a thriving civilization.
It's like we're on an archaeological dig,
yeah,
uncovering layer after layer of history.
I love that image.
So we've explored their cities,
right?
Their innovations, their art.
Mm-hmm.
But what about their decline?
Okay.
What happened to this remarkable civilization?
Mm.
Why did it eventually disappear?
That's a question that has puzzled archaeologists for decades.
I bet.
There are several theories about the decline of the Indus Valley civilization. Some scholars believe that climate change may have played a role.
Climate change?
Yeah.
Leading to droughts and disruptions in agriculture.
That's right.
Climate change.
Uh-huh.
That's a challenge that we're facing today as well.
It is, isn't it?
It's a reminder that even the most advanced civilizations
yeah.
are vulnerable to the forces of nature.
Yes, and it highlights the importance of understanding the interconnectedness of human societies and the environment.
Other theories suggest
mm-hmm.
that over-exploitation of resources,
right.
deforestation,
yeah.
or even a shift in trade patterns may have contributed to their decline.
That's possible.
So it might have been a combination of factors.
It seems likely.
Both environmental and economic.
Right.
That led to their downfall.
Possibly.
It's a cautionary tale.
Yeah.
Reminding us that even the most successful civilizations can face challenges and setbacks.
It's important to remember that civilizations are not static entities.
Mm.
They evolve. They
right.
adapt. And sometimes they decline.
Yeah.
And the Indus Valley civilization is no exception.
Okay, so we've talked about their possible decline.
Uh-huh.
But before we wrap up our deep dive
okay.
into the Indus Valley civilization,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to circle back to their impact on later cultures.
Sure.
We mentioned earlier that their innovations didn't just vanish.
That's right.
How did their legacy live on?
Their influence can be seen in the development of later civilizations
yeah.
in the region,
mm-hmm.
particularly in the realm of urban planning
okay.
and water management.
Mm.
The grid system,
right?
Standardized bricks,
mm-hmm.
and sophisticated drainage systems that they pioneered
yeah.
were adopted and adapted by subsequent cultures.
So it's like their DNA is embedded in the urban fabric of the region?
Exactly.
Mm.
Their legacy lives on not just in physical structures,
yeah.
but also in ideas and practices that were passed down through generations.
It's amazing
yeah.
how these ancient civilizations,
yeah.
even when they disappear, can leave an enduring mark on the world.
Their story reminds us
mm-hmm.
that human ingenuity and creativity can transcend time and space,
mm-hmm.
and that even in the face of challenges and setbacks,
yeah.
the human spirit can endure
mm.
and leave a lasting legacy.
It's incredible to think about the long reach of history. We've been talking about the Indus Valley civilization, a culture that flourished thousands of years ago. And yet, as you mentioned, their legacy is still visible in the region today.
It's true. You know, it makes me think about how interconnected we are across time, the choices they made, the innovations they developed. They're still echoing in the present.
Yeah.
And not just in the physical landscape, but also in the cultural fabric of the region.
I'm curious about that. How do we see their cultural influence in modern-day India and Pakistan?
One striking example is the prevalence of certain symbols and motifs. For instance, the bull, which is a prominent figure in Indus iconography, continues to hold cultural and religious significance in the region. And some scholars even suggest that certain aspects of yoga and meditation practices may have roots in Indus spiritual traditions.
So these ancient practices and beliefs, even though we may not fully understand them, have been passed down through generations and are still woven into the tapestry of modern life.
Precisely. And it reminds us that history isn't just about dates and facts. It's about the transmission of ideas, beliefs, and practices that shape the way we see the world.
It's like we're carrying a piece of their story within us.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also curious about something you mentioned earlier, the undeciphered indescript. You said it's one of the biggest mysteries of this civilization. What are some of the challenges in deciphering it? And what are researchers doing to try and crack the code?
The indescript is incredibly complex. We have thousands of inscriptions, mostly on seals and pottery fragments. But the script itself remains elusive. One of the main challenges is that we don't have any bilingual texts, like the Rosetta Stone, which helped scholars decipher Egyptian hieroglyphs.
So it's like trying to solve a puzzle without knowing what the picture's supposed to look like.
That's a great analogy. But researchers aren't giving up. They're using a variety of techniques, including computational linguistics and comparisons with other ancient scripts, to try and unlock the secrets of the Indus language.
What would it mean if we were able to decipher their script? What kind of insights could we gain?
Oh, it would be a monumental breakthrough. It would give us access to their literature, their religious texts, their personal correspondence. We could learn about their worldview, their social customs, their political systems. It would be like opening a window into their minds and hearts.
It's amazing to think about the potential for new discoveries. It's like we're on the verge of a whole new chapter in our understanding of this ancient civilization.
And, you know, it's not just about understanding the past. Deciphering the indescript could also shed light on the origins of languages and writing systems in the region, providing valuable insights into the evolution of human communication.
It's incredible how something as seemingly abstract as an ancient script can connect us to the past and help us understand the present. But even without deciphering their script, the Indus Valley civilization has taught us so much. It's challenged our assumptions about the origins of urban life, showcased the importance of sustainability and social equality, and inspired us with their ingenuity and artistry.
I think you've beautifully summarized the essence of their legacy. They remind us that even civilizations that flourished millennia ago can hold valuable lessons for us today. And their story, still unfolding as we continue to uncover new discoveries, is a testament to the enduring power of human curiosity and the interconnectedness of our shared human history.
Well said. It's been an incredible journey exploring the mysteries and marvels of the Indus Valley civilization. Thanks for guiding us through this fascinating deep dive. To our listeners, we encourage you to keep exploring and discovering the wonders of the past. After all, as we see today, the past is never truly past. It's always there, shaping our present and whispering secrets to those who are willing to listen.